far from it. It's good to come out here and get to see the guys after a month off and get back and try to get your body right, try to get your fundamentals down, and start to, mold as a team. So a lot of room for improvement.
And what kind of conditioning do you come into camp in? Is this a learning camp, or you guys get in shape all
year? You run a lot in off season when you're not here, but nothing's like football. When you're out here and you got to get your football legs under you. We do a pretty good job with our strength and conditioning of beating us down in that off season, getting our yardages up and doing that. But this is another stage of the process that you have to get down.
During a lot of competition at this spot, talk about it a little bit.
It's competition everywhere. And competition makes the best out of players. So, we got a room with a lot of guys that could do a lot of things. So, it's going to make us better.
Talk about the vibe in the locker room. There are a lot of new guys. How was the vibe when you came together?
The vibe's always good at the beginning. You want to see the vibe after, day 12 of training camp. That's the vibe you want to see. But everyone's excited to be back, and it's good to come and get to go out and practice in front of the fans and see these guys get all riled up. Brings an energy to our practice, so that's always nice. So I guess it's a good vibe right now.
What's the toughest part about coming back to camp, Julian?
Toughest part is probably having to stay in hotels and all the meetings. It's pretty rigorous schedule. It's meeting there, practice, meeting. And those are always tough, but it makes us better. The reiteration is what makes the team be able to focus on fundamentals and what we have to do each play and take responsibility for what we're assigned.
What's your favorite part of coming back to camp?
Seeing the fellas, seeing what this team's going to be made out of. Seeing the new guys, seeing the old guys, that's always the funnest part, or the most fun.
I'm sure not much surprises you anymore, but your reaction to day one training camp with all this?
I mean, it's nothing surprises you with our fans. I mean, I don't know, how many people are here? A lot. So, I mean, it's certainly more than what we had at my college games. So that's pretty. That's pretty cool, and we always feel and love the support we get here in this community.
Julian, how do you guys deal with just the sky-high expectations for this season? People, I know you said the season is not worth talking about. How do you deal with just such high expectations?
Now, you manage your expectations, and you focus on what you have on your plate at the moment time, the time right now. And right now, you go out and you start a training camp, you make mistakes, and you want to go out and learn from them and continually just try to improve to make your game the best it could possibly be going into the regular season. So, constant improvement and expectations are expectations. You always have to manage those because, you get your hopes up, you get your feelings hurt.
Julian, you're coming up with those. Your quarterback's
turning
40 next week. How's he look out?
He looks good. 40. 40. They don't have a fun term for 40, do they? There's dirty 30 and there's just 40. So he's pretty old.
Final question for Julian.
I don't know. I mean, a surprise. We're in the media right here. If I tell it right now, then we're screwed. I don't know if you can say that.
What about guys, Jimmy, though? Where do you see him now in his career?
Last question, guys.
What's it like working with Jimmy?
I mean, it's good. It's good working with all our quarterbacks, Jimmy, Jacoby, Tommy. Sometimes if I have to throw it just, on the sideline or something. But, it's always fun to go out there and work with all these guys because they're all very eager to try to improve themselves. And the more they improve themselves, the more we push each other, the better we're going to get.